there for memories, you know what I mean? Sometimes people might draw a team that they might maybe support or something, but look, you want to win every game. It's not going to be easy, but you're in the cups. No one goes out, so you don't want to lose games. You want to win every game that's put in front here, and West Brom's no different, but we know the league's our bread and butter. We know what we want to do in the league, and we can't have the cup as a distraction, definitely. And I think if we're going to learn, we only have to learn from last week when we were different class against Preston and then played Yeovil on a Saturday, and so maybe that'll stand us in good stead this week.
In terms of the preparations, there's still a core of the squad from last season that were here when you beat Burnley, when you went to West Ham. Obviously, you've beaten Preston, who are a good championship side. Will that help you in the approach to this, the fact that you've kind of been there and done it before? It isn't a novelty to have a big night here.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. It's not a free hit, but because if you lose the Gaffer and Jimmy, they still pelt you with everything. But even against the Premiership team, they want to win every game, and I think that has an effect on the players. But look, it's not going to be easy. They're a Premier League team, and no matter what squad they put out, they'll be strong no matter what. And yeah, we've had past experiences of sort of doing well against the so-called big names and better teams, and I think as Jimmy and the Gaffer turned to us, they sort of take care of themselves, them games. It is the sort of the game after or the game before when that you might get distracted. But look, we go into tomorrow then full of confidence, and we're scoring goals. We're pretty ruthless at the minute. Every sort of chance we're getting seems to be going in, and say long it may continue.
You had a poor start in a league last season and ended up playing catch up, but you had two cut runs. Were there distractions last year?
You can look at it both ways, yeah. It might have been, in hindsight, you can look at it and say, yeah, but you're professional enough. It's only an extra two or three games, so it shouldn't really make that much of a difference. But look, it can only be good for confidence if you've got lads who are scoring goals week in, week out, and then they're scoring on a Tuesday night as well. It only breeds confidence for them. It's just the game after that sort of. I remember last year, we played Bradford and done really well, and then we went to Barnet on the Saturday and we looked a bit lacklustre and flat, and then the same happened last week when we played Preston, and then we went to Yeovil and it was pretty similar. So what we've got to do is give our all, but at the same time, if we're thinking about our next league game that we've got to learn, that you've got to go with the same mentality into every game.
In terms of West Brom, regardless of who Tony Pulis picks, you know they're going to be organised, you know they're going to be defensively strong, and you know you're going to have to defend well against their set pieces. Is that something that's going to be drilled into you before they get?
Yeah, well, we'll do our homework as we do on every team, and we don't know what sort of team they'll play. They'll probably make a few changes, but as you say, they're at West Brom, and so they're at West Brom for a reason. The Premiership team, Tony Pulis has a big, strong team, but I've seen them myself and I've watched them against Everton, and they're a better footballing team than what people make out. I think they are anyway, and they're a well-established Premiership team now. They're not one of the teams where they used to maybe in the bottom four or five. They're looking to kick on, and they've got a good, very good squad there. And if you look at, they went and got Gareth Barry last week. He was a top quality Premiership player. So they're an established team, and no matter who they put out there, they'll be a good team. And the manager sort of, he's a winner, isn't he? And say he won't be putting any team out to take it lightly, I know that.
There's a lot made of the dressing rooms here. I guess it'll be an interesting experience for them, but I guess if Tony Pulis isn't happy, you'll be able to hear what he's saying, and if John Coleman's not happy, they'll be getting a taste of that.
Yeah, it might be good for you to go and stand in the middle for your little media. Might be a game of tennis, but no, look, he's a top quality Premiership manager. He's established, and yeah, both managers are winners, and they sort of breed that to the players, and people might knock West Brom here and there, but as I say, it goes right through to the manager, as it does here with Accrington. People probably write us off, but our manager is a winning mentality and a belief in ourselves that we can go and win every game.